Assalamu alaikum. My name is Fatma Sabar, and I'm the host of your Muslim Girl podcast, where you can come to get advice and we can all learn and grow together. So if you're a new listener, thank you for being here. If you're an old-time listener, excited to have you back. If you have not left me a rating and a review, I would definitely really, really appreciate that. And as for today's topic, I thought it was super important to discuss because what's going on in Gaza, what's going on in Palestine as a whole is really an opportunity for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the main ways for us to do that is through gratitude. And so bearing that in mind, what I learned this week is to not diminish your efforts for Palestine. I was listening to a lecture by, I guess, Dr. Yasser Qadi, and he was talking about how you shouldn't be diminishing your efforts for Palestine. Don't downplay the effort that you're making, the actions that you're trying to take, okay? Because you're doing what you can. You're doing what you're able to. And as for the quote of the week, it goes, "Gratitude is riches, complaint is poverty," Doris Day. And the reason why I chose this quote is because it really ties into this ayah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And remember when your Lord proclaimed, 'If you are grateful, I will certainly give you more. But if you are ungrateful, surely my punishment is severe.'" This is verse 7 in Surah Ibrahim. And like, this is a promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making to us, right? If you are grateful, I will give you more. I will increase you. But if you are ungrateful, then you're going to get punished for it. And this is scary because how many times in a day are we ungrateful? How many times are we complaining? How many times do we actually sit down and think, you know, subhanAllah, look at the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. How many times do we really actually take the time out of our day to do that? How often? And I want you to ask yourself that. How often am I actually thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And, you know, when it comes to gratitude, what's going on in Palestine, like the horrendous and absolutely atrocious crimes against humanity that are happening to our brothers and sisters there, you know, it's an opportunity for us to reflect, to look at how blessed we are. And there's this hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, where he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Look at those below you and do not look at those above you, for that is the best way not to belittle the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And there's multiple wordings, but they all get at the same message. Looking at the situation of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine, really allows us to take a break and think, okay, what are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me? How much has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to me that I am ungrateful for? You know, like these people, they don't have access to electricity. They don't have access to clean water. You know, their hospitals are running out of room. They're running out of equipment and resources. But look at their iman. Look at the strength of their faith. SubhanAllah, we sit back here and we complain about the weather being too hot or too cold. We complain about, you know, the roads being slippery. And I get it, you know, that presents dangers. But in comparison to what's going on there, our struggles seem very, very trivial. Right? And in the age of social media and constant comparison, we know that comparison is the thief of joy, right? But with social media, with TikTok, with Instagram, what have you, it's very, very easy to fall into those traps of the shaitan, right? To fall into this trap of ingratitude and to constantly be saying to yourself, oh, I'm not as rich as this person. I'm not as maybe smart as this person. This person has a nicer house than me. This person has more money than me. This person has a nicer car. This person, you know, their family, they're very rich and this kid goes to a really prestigious university, whatever, right? But in the face of what's happening, you know, it all seems so trivial. And we have so much to be grateful for. And when we really take a step back and we're looking at the way that we're responding to these minor inconveniences, you know, we're belittling the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we're doing. And so gratitude is a way for us to remedy that. And what's going on in Gaza is a way for us to shift our mindset and to really think and to really look at what our lives are like and to put it into perspective. Because alhamdulillah, our lives are way, way easier than the lives that they have. But we need to take a step back and think, like, am I actually appreciating what I have? Like, is my iman being increased? Am I growing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of what's going on there? Am I using this as an opportunity to look around and draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through gratitude? Am I crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease their situation? I saw this clip a little while ago where the person said, if you are not drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these times, then there's something wrong. Because who can provide relief to these people except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is the one who's going to be able to truly change their situation aside from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nobody. Right? And so one of the ways that we can draw closer to Him is through that gratitude. And we have to make sure that that gratitude also comes hand in hand with, you know, pushing the truth. And not staying silent and educating yourself and educating others and really letting your heart be softened by what's going on there. Because we have the luxury of sitting in our heated and air-conditioned houses where we have the ability to get to and from work in a car, you know, using public transportation. You know, alhamdulillah, we live in pretty safe countries. And yet we're still complaining. So we need to use this as an opportunity to put our lives into perspective and to really think about what's going on. Really ask yourself, have I become super materialistic? Have I let myself get attached to this fleeting, fleeting world? Right? Because when you're envious of someone, when you're constantly comparing your things to other people's things, that breeds materialism, doesn't it? And what gratitude helps with is combating that. And gratitude helps increase you in resiliency as well. So what's going on there, inshallah, it's going to help you become at least a little bit more strong. Right, it's going to help you persevere. It's going to help you continue to do good for those people, inshallah. May Allah make us those people that use this an opportunity to get closer to Him and to help our brothers and sisters that are in need, because we have the luxury of time and money and safety. Right? Like I was thinking a little while ago, I'm hoping for XYZ events to happen sometime in the future. Right? Because alhamdulillah, I live in a pretty safe area. You know, by all chances, it seems like I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to live for the next few years, however long that is, right? But these people, they're hoping to wake up tomorrow. And I want you to let that sink in. Because alhamdulillah, our lives aren't under immediate threat, but theirs are. And that puts things into perspective, right? How petty have we become? How attached to this dunya have we become? We shouldn't be comparing ourselves to those people that have more than us materialistically. We should be comparing ourselves to those that are, you know, that have less than us, so we can become more grateful. And we should be looking at those that have higher iman and trying to emulate them. So use this as a wake-up call. Wake up. How often do you truly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Be honest with yourself. Because nothing's going to change if you're not honest. Be honest with yourself. Really take a look and think, what am I doing? Have I become attached to this dunya? To this dunya that's going to leave. And we're not even promised tomorrow. So there's no guarantee that, oh, I can be grateful later. There's no guarantee for that. And we know that if we're grateful, it's really only it's benefiting us. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't tell us to do something except that it's for our own benefit. Right? There is a verse, ayah 12 in Surah Luqman, that goes, we endowed Luqman with wisdom. Be thankful to God. Whoever gives thanks benefits his own soul. And as for those who are thankless, God is self-sufficient, worthy of all praise. So Prophet Luqman alayhi salam, he's the one saying, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And so we have this opportunity to be grateful and to use these difficult and horrendous circumstances to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to unite us as an ummah, and to really start to stand up for what's right, to become more kind, to become better people as a whole, to develop better character, because we see the difficulty of their circumstances there, and we're using gratitude as a means of improving ourselves. So I hope that you took something away from today's episode. Definitely share this with other people, because I think we need to wake up. It's so, so easy to fall into the throes of ingratitude and to complain about everything that's going on in our lives when really we are so incredibly blessed and we don't know it. You know, the famous verse from Surah Rahman, right? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? You know, think on that. We have to become people who reflect. Because people who don't reflect, they can trivialize even the greatest of sins. And ingratitude is not something that we should dismiss. So I hope that you, once again, took something away from this episode. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a source of goodness for all of us. And make dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Make dua for our brothers and sisters that are suffering. Wherever suffering is taking place, do what you can. Donate. Go to protests. Go to rallies. You know? And so I hope that you take this into account. I hope that you really learn from this episode and you put what I'm saying into practice. Even, you know, saying Alhamdulillah constantly, like keeping your tongue moist with dhikr, right? And, you know, even if it's like writing three things down in the morning before you go to work, before you go to school, take that time. And inshallah, it's going to help you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want more of like a guided gratitude journal, I have one which you can purchase from my Etsy. I'll be leaving the link for that in the description as well. And I will see you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.